That's Hello, just one of the songs that have made the Book of Mormon a smash hit on Broadway, garnering 14 Tony Award nominations. That's a near record, says reporter Patrick Healy, who covers Broadway for the New York Times.
It's basically a kind of a sweetly told musical about two Mormon missionary young men who go off to Uganda into a war zone and sort of find themselves like fish out of water, trying to make their way, trying to convert the local Africans to the Mormon religion, and have all sorts of, you know, little and big challenges and confrontations along the way.
Healy says there are topical touches to the musical. Two likely contenders for the Republican Party's 2012 presidential nomination, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, who was already announced, and former Utah Governor John Huntsman, are Mormon, and many Americans are mystified by their religion.
They would be like the Africans, in a sense, in the Book of Mormon, saying, well, who are you people? What are you about, Mitt Romney? What do you believe, John Huntsman? You know, do you believe you can have three wives? Do you believe, you know, that Jesus really visited upstate New York, you know, and left a sequel to the Bible somewhere there? The show, though, does not degrade or attack in any way the Mormon religion. The show kind of artfully sends up what's sort of strange maybe to outsiders about the Mormon church, but it shows the Mormon missionaries themselves as, you know, sort of sweet characters, true believers. It doesn't make fun of them in any sort of mean way. And it's very charming and fun.
Two other Best Musical nominees, Catch Me If You Can, An Adventure Tale, and Sister Act, a comedy about a lounge singer who takes refuge in a convent, are also charming. But Scottsboro Boys, which received 12 Tony nominations, is based on the real-life trial of 9 African-American boys accused of raping 2 white Alabama girls in 1931, and tells the ominous story of justice denied.
I'd walk all the way back to Atlanta if I could. I wouldn't stop till I got there. No more nightmares. God's beating me, teasing me. And I'd be home for my birthday, too. Now that would be some present.
Healy says all 4 contenders for Best Play are worthy. The nominees include Jerusalem, about a nonconformist in suburban Britain, Good People, about a Boston woman in dire straits, and War Horse, the favored nominee. It uses life-size horse puppets alongside human actors to tell a story of love, loss, and redemption involving a teenage boy and his horse in rural England and the battlefields of World War I.
War Horse especially is doing very, very well with audiences. It's selling out like crazy up at Lincoln Center Theater. There's sort of a theatricality and, frankly, kind of a magic to the puppets that have deeply impressed theatergoers and really kind of emotionally moved a lot of folks.
In recent years, Broadway producers have often relied on famous actors to drive ticket sales. This year's Broadway crop also features well-known stars from stage and film. Robin Williams, for example, played in Bengal Tiger at the Baghdad Zoo. And both Kiefer Sutherland from the hit TV series 24 and Chris Noth of Sex and the City starred in That Championship Season.
That play did very, very well at the box office, but it didn't do well at all in terms of the Tony Award nominations. It seems like the Tonys this year are really favoring the tried and true actors who you see a lot on Broadway, off-Broadway, shows that aren't necessarily huge box office hits, but are really either well-made plays or well-produced plays that have really impressed people. And some of it is really risky work, so it should be a pretty exciting night.
Until Sunday night, the tension over who will win the awards will continue to rise in Broadway dressing rooms and the tabloids. But that, of course, is part of the fun, for observers at least. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.